This is Juliana Erickson with a Joyful Life Show. Thanks for stopping by. I've decided today I was going to talk about something different, but something's come up yesterday that I wanted to talk about, and that's prayer. Most people think of prayer as where you close your eyes and you stop for a moment and you focus on something you want and you ask God for it. Usually that's what people think of. I'm not saying everybody, I'm maybe not even you, but generally that's what people think prayer is. It's where you ask for something. So I'm here to show you a different a way to look at it. You know, just consider the possibility that there might be another way to look at prayer. I personally think that there's another way to look at prayer, and that is to be with God, not to ask him for anything. Because when people are asking, they're assuming that they've been forgotten or they're lost and they're afraid. So it's really their ego, that's the ego that's a part of us that's not the divine part of us. That's the one that gets afraid and forgets that we're actually children of God. When we really remember who we are, we don't have to ask for anything. So when we are asking God for, let's say, you know, our health or a job or whatever, that's usually comes from fear, a place of lack, and we want God to answer the prayer. And if he doesn't or she doesn't, then we think then he forgot us or we haven't done it enough. Or if we do it every day for a month or a year, then, or if we're good enough or if we do enough good things, that God will answer our prayers for us. I'm not saying that, you know, I haven't been afraid and all of that. I get it. But those are preferences. And the idea is that God is in everything. He's even in the times when you're afraid, even in the times that you're sick or lost, there is a blessing in every single thing, every single moment, every single person. So when you're asking for something, you're assuming that you don't have it, or what is in front of you isn't enough. So you're assuming that God forgot you for that minute or that hour or that day. And the fact is, he hasn't forgotten you ever, like ever, ever, ever. So the other way of looking at prayer is, as I was saying before, being with God. So that's where you remember who you are. Remember your divine essence. Remember that okay, it's kind of like if you think, I was having this thought the other day. It's like if a woman has a baby, right? A human woman has a human baby. Well, a human woman doesn't have a fish or a bird or something else. And I know that sounds silly, but think about it. So a woman has a human baby. God made us. So God made us divine because that's what he is. We make human babies because we're human. God made us divine because he's divine. So if that's the case, if we're divine, then why should we be afraid? Why should we feel like we're lost? Why should we feel like God forgot us? It isn't true. It just isn't true. So true prayer, A Course in Miracles talks about this, that the true prayer is where you don't ask for anything. You just bask in the love that you are, that we are. Bask in the love that we receive at every moment, every nanosecond. It's never not there. To just be in that, to just feel that fullness, it's awesome. I've had a few times in my life where I felt that extreme fullness, where I was overcome with emotion, overcome with joy and gratitude and awe at the amount of love I was feeling. My heart was breaking open. I was sobbing, crying. I couldn't even stand. I don't know if you've ever had those kinds of things, but that's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. I couldn't contain all the love I was feeling, and it was amazing. And that's just a taste of what we are, what we have available to us. So anyway, and you don't have to have that extreme feeling to feel God's presence. I'm not saying you do, but it's nice if you do. And the more you surrender, the more you feel that, the more you feel that you are one with God. God loves us completely. Every moment, every second, everything. There's nothing that does not have divine purpose. Nothing. Even war, even the most horrible thing you've ever heard of in your life, there is some blessing at the end of it, or maybe even in it. I can't think right now. But, well, something that comes to mind is 9/11. That's one of the most horrible things ever I've experienced in my life. But you know, at the end of that, within hours, within minutes, people were rushing. Their hearts were open and the compassion was open, pouring out to that. People from all over the world were pouring their love out to this place and our country. And then within days and weeks afterward, I heard over and over and over again how people were saying, there's so much love. So many people came and helped. I didn't even know my neighbor for 10 years. I've been living here and I didn't even know the name of the person who lived next door to me. And now, you know, we help, we eat each other, we help each other. So there's all this love that was flushed out of that horrible situation. But that's an example of what can happen when you allow divine essence to come out of whatever the situation is. It's there. It's there. You have to look for it. You have to allow it and put aside our human viewpoint and allow the beauty and the divine essence to show through, because it's there. It's there. So anyway, I talked more than I expected to today about prayer, but so I just wanted to show you a different way. So instead of just asking for what you want, how about just being who you are, being the divine child of God that you are, and allow God to love you. Just allow God to love you. Oh, and one last thing. When you pray, pray with your heart. If you're going to ask for anything, pray from your heart and not from your head. Pray from your heart, not from your fear. Pray from your heart, not from your judgment. And you will get a different response. So, those are my thoughts about prayer today. And I would love to hear your view, your thoughts about it. You can contact me on my contact page on thejoyfullifeproject.com. I would love to also hear what other topics you'd like me to talk about. I love sharing with you, and as I said before, I feel like you're sharing with me just by your presence being there. I honor you. I honor your life and your journey, and I would love to hear from you. So, I'm at thejoyfullifeproject.com. This is the Joyful Life Show. My name is Julianne Erickson, and I wish you a blessed, fabulous, life-affirming day. And remember that joy is a choice. Joy is a choice. And learn how to choose. Bye-bye. Have a great day.